All right, let's do this. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 356. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm drinking a beer in honor of Jeff.
I am doing the same.
Jeff is drinking in honor of himself, because he is here as well. And Pete is also here.
Hello.
Fozzie may show up. Who knows? He's like a
magician. According to his email, he said that he can't make it tonight.
Oh, okay.
He's in prior engagement, and then he wants to talk
about it
a week from now. And I'm like, motherfucker, that shit will be old news by next week. Nobody cares. He bought a Switch.
Oh, he bought a Switch?
Yeah, and he was like, guess what I'm going to play? And all the replies to him were old games.
So,
he's like, yeah, I'm going to play Mario Kart. We're like, that's still old game, Fozzie.
I thought he would do the same thing as me, which is replay Zelda.
It didn't seem like that. I think he's going hot into Mario Kart.
He probably never played it. I don't know. I don't remember ever playing with him. I'm actually excited for it, despite the fact that I still own the Wii U version and play it quite a bit.
And then he's tweeting about he wants to go buy Skyrim, and my mind cannot wait to see how that game handles how that system handles that frame rate, because it can barely seem to handle the Zelda open world, which is larger than Skyrim's in some ways, but not nearly as detailed. So
I'll
be very curious to see how it handles that. I mean, it's also a really old game, but
yeah, I was gonna say Skyrim is still impressive in many ways today, but I do think it is a little dated, so it might work out fine.
Sure, but if you consider the Wii U, which is what Zelda's built on, more or less, that's basically the same tech that was used in 2011 to build Skyrim. So,
yeah, true. But I think it would be cool to have. I really dig the system, and I like want as many things as possible on it. Even though all I've bought is Zelda so far, but it's just like,
Fraud.
Well, just the idea.
Lying to me, Jeff.
I would not lie. But just the idea that, like, to be able to take, like, Skyrim wherever, like, pretty easily, like, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't think I'll be getting it for it, but,
Well, my hope is that they sell it for, like, $30 or something. Just let everybody get it.
You would hope, but Mario Kart 8.
I know.
Mario Kart 8 came out at $60, so.
Well, that's a Nintendo game. Those games come out at $60 and they stay at $60. I'm pretty sure that Mario Galaxy 2 is still, like, $55 for the Wii.
probably.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that if Bethesda was going to put a game on the Switch, they'd put Fallout 4, but I don't think Fallout 4 could run on a Switch.
I don't know. I'm not like...
Mario Galaxy 2 is $20 now.
Oh, really? Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, Nintendo put it as a Nintendo Select.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But if not, their game...
If not, exactly.
...to stay the same price. I don't know, though. Like, I really dig this system. Like, I just need something to play on it besides... Like, Zelda's great, and, like, I'm still playing it. But, goddamn, dude.
But that's all you got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a new console, too.
Oh, no.
Did you?
Did you buy a 2DS?
No. I got a PS4.
Did you?
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yes. I just need some games for it.
I can recommend a whole lot of games.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I got the Slim that came with Uncharted 4.
Cool.
That bundle.
Okay.
And, I got Infamous Second Son because I really have a burning urge to play another Infamous game.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes, but I'm looking at Horizon Zero Dawn next, and then I need to start like working through all the backlog of all the games that I haven't played.
Yeah, I'd say Horizon. You might want to pick up a show for it. The show, or,
yes,
you know?
MLB The Show. Yeah,
I mean the new one's coming out later this year, right?
The new one is out.
Oh, it's out already. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like Dark Souls games, right, Tony?
No.
I still might recommend Bloodborne despite that because it's faster.
That would be a waste of my time.
Yeah, okay.
No, you should play. Like, it's cheap, dude. Like, you could get it, like, regular price at $20 now. Like, I'd say
I wouldn't play it.
I would recommend Nier highly. Put it on story mode and just blast through that.
Play Nier.
Nier is so good.
You're also, you have Uncharted, you have Infamous. Yeah. And you're looking at Horizon. That's like 100 hours worth of gameplay right there. So
you're basically getting your money's worth right there. I'd say, well, no, actually, this is probably not a Sony game, but Until Dawn is a good exclusive.
I think Until Dawn, well, I mean, you don't like Telltale games, but it's like a Telltale game if the Telltale games were good.
If they had, like, good production value.
Yeah, like if they updated their tech any time in the past 15 years.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really, like, B-level horror stuff, and it, like, plays into those tropes really well. So if you were...
That's the thing, like, do you like horror? Like, I don't think... Are you a horror person, Tony?
No, not really, no.
I won't throw it in for you.
But it's a good one. It's a good exclusive.
Yeah, Until Dawn is actually... I forgot about that. Man, I wish they would have made another one of those.
You could play Mac.
Right.
You play Killzone.
No, don't do that.
No, don't play Knack.
Don't do any of that.
Then don't play Knack either. That is true.
I'm trying to remember what else came out on the system that's exclusive.
The Last Guardian, I enjoyed that.
Right.
I don't think you would have the patience. I think the technical shortcomings of that game would turn Tony off.
I mean...
And honestly, I sold it once I beat it. Like, I was happy to have played it, but I didn't feel I need to keep it.
Yeah, hearing you guys talk about it did not make me want to play it.
Hmm.
You could get No Man's Sky.
I could have before.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Persona's real good, but I mean, Persona will take you the rest of the year.
Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5.
Yeah.
No, I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game.
You never played a Kingdom Hearts game?
No.
Huh.
They're competent games.
Yeah. Don't try and pay any attention to the story, because it's nonsense, but...
Right. I mean, the first game actually, I think, has the most coherent of the story, and then in classic Metal Gear style, it goes off the fucking rails.
Yeah.
Dude, so like...
That reminds me, really... Did you play MGS5, Tony?
I have it. I haven't played it.
Oh. Well, you should play that, too. Well, I forgot that was on other systems other than
PlayStation. Yeah, I have that on Xbox. I have the Xbox version. It's still... Honestly, it's still in the shrink wrap.
Which game?
Phantom Pain.
Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't like 4, and I got 5 because it was on sale, and I just haven't.
Oh, well, if you didn't like 4, I think, like, I mean, 5 is unlike any of the older Metal Gear games, so if you didn't like any of those, gameplay-wise, this one might be way more interesting. If you like open-world stealth games.
I'm not against that.
Yeah, I had fun with it. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was just saying I had fun with it, and it's like never been a series that I've been able to get into, so. It's all right.
You get the Final Fantasy X remakes.
And 12 comes out in July.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if that's something I want to dive back into.
And Persona 5.
Tony will be playing that one game for the rest of the year. I'm like 45 hours in, and I have only beaten 4 of 9 dungeons.
I mean, it's like a 100-hour game. So.
You aren't kidding.
Oh boy.
When they say that, they mean that that's the average.
Yeah, that's the low end. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stuff out there, Tony. So,
I'm excited for some games that haven't come out yet, too, like Spider-Man and.
Oh yeah,
like there's other stuff.
Spider-Man will be fun, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if you like Ratchet and Clank, Tony, but you got you could play the remake of the first game. That's cool too.
Yeah, that one's good.
I mean, the nice thing is that, I mean, when did the PS4 come out? 2015? 14?
4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Was it 2013?
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
2013.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, you have a huge catalog, even of indie, like, exclusive indie games and stuff, too, though not a lot is exclusive anymore. It tends to be, like, 8 years or so.
Right.
But it's kind of nice. I wonder what it'll be like one day to jump into a console, like, years into its life cycle, to have that kind of patience. And then be like, all of the amazing games are just available, half of them right. are really cheap, and I can't help but not be...
Some of my friends do that, like, one of them's actually still working through the 360 at this point, and has not upgraded to anything yet this gen, so...
Just
watching them, like, do stuff like that, it's like, for them, it's like, oh, what do I need to upgrade for? Like, I missed out on, you know, 7 years of games. Like, I'm still playing shit I've never played.
Yeah. See, I did that with PS2. I bought it at, like, the end of its life cycle. All these, like, amazing exclusives were out. Like I just remember getting like Katamari, God of War, and like Guitar Hero, I think were like my first three games on it. And then in the fall, I bought a 360. So like I got to enjoy it for a very brief window, like basically a summer. It was a great summer though, because you got to play these games like just like the best of a system. And then like Dead Rising came out. I was like, oh my god, I need to play that. So then I bought a 360.
Yeah, and they're all cheap at that point.
Yeah, it was just so cool. Like, and just especially PS2, which is such an expansive library where you can just, you know, find all sorts of great games at, you know, at that point at great prices. Like, that was really cool.
Tony, I'd say you probably get it real cheap if you go to like a GameStop, probably like under $10. But for under $10, I think the Order is probably worth playing.
The Order.
It's like a Gears of War type game, steampunk.
I totally forgot that was a game.
Right.
I bought that on like a PSN flash sale for $7. I played it for a half hour. It's like
it's kind of Gearsy in the way it plays. It's, you know, just werewolves and shit. But it's I found it to be enjoyable enough if you like cover based shooters. So. And it's kind of a short game, like 7 hours or so. We'll never get a sequel to that, so.
Well, it maybe should never have.
And at the time, though, like it looked amazing. Like,
right, yeah, and actually, the aesthetic was really cool. Yeah. I was totally into it, and then everyone said it played like total ass, and I was like, man.
I mean, it didn't have a large assortment of weapons. Like one of the things about like Gears that works really well is that it's not just the Lancer and like a couple other guns. Like there's like, you know, a good armory to pick from, so you can kind of like play Gears to your style, even right. though it's all still a cover-based shooter. But the Order had very limited like types of weapons and stuff, so. It did make some of the shooting a little repetitive. It was kind of fun, though. And it was super pretty.
Yeah, it looked real good. That was Ready at Dawn, right?
Yeah.
Have they done anything since that? Did they shut down? I actually don't know what happened.
I don't think they shut down, but...
I think they have something coming.
Yeah, they're doing that biker game.
Hey. Oh, really?
That's that. I thought that was Ben's game.
Or maybe it is Ben's game.
That biker zombie thing?
Yeah, I think that's theirs. Ben. They have a game called Deformers that has evidently just came out. I don't know. A multiplayer brawler.
Ah, cool. So that's what they're doing. All right. Yeah. How about Mighty Fallen?
I'm going to do this, though. Next gen, if there is a next gen, I think... I will get one of the two big systems. Like, I'll get either PS5 or whatever the fuck Xbox is. And then wait, like Tony did, and just, like, swoop in, come in near the end, get the system cheaper, and get, like, a whole library of awesome games for cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to do that next time.
It's because I'm brilliant. You need to follow my example.
Well, I mean, we're talking that, I mean, like, the people who are still stuck on, like, PS3 and then wait 5, 10 years and then buy a PS4. You know, Tony's been able to still play next-gen games.
Yeah.
You know? I never played any Xbox games last-gen.
One of my friends is still playing a 360. And
God bless him.
He has not updated to a Xbox One yet.
Well, so. Fortunately for him, he hasn't missed out on much because, like, you get everything, like, at least up until, the last year or so. Like, you basically get everything.
I mean, that there's stuff, like, that he was, like, The Witcher he hasn't been able to play. And, like, there are definitely, like, Far Cry 4 was definitely something you could play, but... what's this? Shadow of Mordor was like a gimped version on the 360.
Yeah.
Which is the entire reason to play that game.
Yeah, and that actually goes back to near the launch of this gen. So I guess, I'm sure he's been missing out. I'm sure there's a bunch of things that he has missed out on, but...
He just comes over and, like, bars games out of my library that he hasn't played yet, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I got a coworker who does that, and then he takes 4 months to get the games back to me. But I, yeah. It's like, I don't even care, though, because it's like 360.
You're not playing a 360 game, yeah. So it's like... Radiathon wasn't all that mighty. They did mostly ports.
Right, but weren't they responsible for, like, the two PSP God of War games as well?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's what I remember them doing, and that's sort of where they cut their teeth. On, like, the bigger games.
They were okay. Both those games were, like, they were good portable God of War games. They did the Daxter game for PSP. They did the Okami port on the Wii.
Okay. And so they did like the second party PlayStation thing.
Except the Okami on the Wii.
Right, but then they... Excuse me, got hooked into doing the two Gears of War games, and then they did a PlayStation exclusive, right? You know, and
then this Deformers game that came out a week ago is on Xbox One as well. So, and they have an Oculus Rift game coming out.
Well, that changes everything,
right? VR, baby.
Yeah,
and now you can do VR, Tony.
Yeah, I'm totally going to get right on that train.
All right. has anybody played anything new they want to talk about?
I wish. Has anyone played, like, Little Nightmares? Like,
that was want to. While I've been playing Persona, I've been collating this list of games that I need to play once it's over, and, like, all these little small things, like... I need to get through Night in the Woods. I want to play Flint Hook. I want to play Unexplored. Little Nightmares is on that list.
There was another game that came out, too, within last week. Like, I almost pulled the trigger on the other night, and I was like, no, Mario Kart's coming. You're going to play that, even though, like, I've played it to death.
I am going to get Outlast 2 at some point.
That's the other one. That's the one. And, like, God, like, that one looks so cool. Like, when you look at trailers and stuff, like... That was the other one. I almost pulled the trigger on it the other night. It's probably going to happen within the next week.
I've heard actually very interesting things about that. Like, the reviews on it were a lot better than I expected, because the first Outlast was just kind of okay.
Dude, like, the imagery and some of, like, just some of the clips I've seen, like, the imagery is just, like...
I thought the first Outlast was actually really good, too.
I liked it, yeah. I was a fan of that game, like...
Like, in terms of horror games, it's pretty solid.
It's kind of stripped down to essentials of just, like, hey, fucking run and hide. Like,
I think for me, it was coming at the tail end of, like, all the games that were just copying what Amnesia did.
It's actually scary. Like, I remember that game scaring the fuck out of me. And the demo for Outlast 2 scared the fuck out of me, so...
Well, that actually, I guess, instead of being set in, like, you know, a super old, like, insane asylum, they decided to go with, like, this really interesting, like, religious, like, Christianity thing.
Yeah, it's like, children of the corn shit. Like,
right,
well,
it's like, hey, what happens if you and your wife go and investigate this doomsday cult, and they kidnap your wife, but the doomsday cult is actually right about the end of the world kind of thing? And I don't know, based on the reviews I read, a lot of people were like, this made me deeply uncomfortable on a, like, theological level.
The religious imagery is what, like, I find most, like, just, like, crosses and shit hanging everywhere is just creepy. I'm sorry. So, like, like, shit like that, I'm like, oh, man, this looks, like, and I did. I liked the first one, so I'm probably going to end up getting it.
Yeah, I might jump on that one. I wish there was a way to maybe... I don't care for the hide and seek system anymore. I think Soma was really the last one I could make myself play of those, because I'm just like, I like Resident Evil did a really good job mixing those two, and I think to go back to just hiding feels like a step backwards now.
That's a good point. Like that's a thing. I was like, Resident Evil saw what was going on in the genre, and then like here is a AAA version of that, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
yeah, like this stripped down game where it's just running around, but Resident Evil lets you shoot stuff too, and like
depends on the story too. Like if the story makes sense, that you wouldn't be fighting.
Well, I don't necessarily think makes a lot of sense in Resident Evil either, where you suddenly come across a grenade launcher.
But Resident Evil has always been like goofy nonsense as well.
Right. And I just can't imagine that, you know, the guy in Outlast 2 can't find a giant branch to start beating people to death with, or a pitchfork, like anything. Or anything in a farm that is used to cut things, and is like, maybe I should take this around to kill the people who are trying to kill me instead of just
running.
Yeah,
but it's like, that, you know, they carved out, like, that's what the game is. It's a game where you have to run, so, like, they're just going to stick with that, I guess, you know, like...
I mean, I get that, but I feel like this is the last... Like, in terms of overall horror games, like, there's Little Nightmares, right, which is sort of like a 2D horror platformer, it seems like.
Yeah. I'm surprised Chris didn't get that, like, right away, dude. Like, it looks like...
I actually didn't hear anything about it until you guys started talking about it, so...
It looks like Limbo, or like Inside, but like totally horror driven, like it's like that, but like horror, like so, yeah, it looks pretty awesome. Fuck,
yeah, man, so many games.
It actually kind of is, and it's just like I've just been kind of like, well, I'm satisfied with Zelda, so I'm just gonna keep playing that.
God damn
it. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I'm cursed.
I mean, I don't know, but according to Wikipedia, Little Nightmares doesn't come out till tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, okay.
So,
what is today? It doesn't make any sense.
It's Wikipedia
does
saying
Xbox and PlayStation do Friday releases.
They do digital every day releases.
Yeah, I thought XBLA. Digital. I don't think there's no XBLA, like, Xbox Live. There's no box copy of that, I don't believe so. It's just whenever it's done.
See, I thought the like digital only releases were like set, like were like a PSN. It was Tuesday and Xbox Wednesday.
You can still get stuff like last week. Guardians released on like a weird day, and Prey's releasing next Friday.
You could probably get it right now, then, Chris. Like probably it was out on Friday.
Yeah, I gotta see how much it costs.
I think it's 15.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
If it's that low, I'm going to get it.
Maybe 20. I can't remember.
I would assume 20. Like this is like the standard.
Yeah. I'm looking at Major Nelson's page right now, so it does not look like it is. Doesn't say.
I'm going to check on my Xbox right now.
Yeah. You know, if it's there. I mean, Wikipedia could be wrong. Sure. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, anyways, yeah, my point with Little Nightmares and stuff was that I think the Outlast 2 might represent the last of the hide-and-seek horror genre. Like, because I'm trying to think, besides Little Nightmares, right, which more or less doesn't count, what other, like, big horror games are out there that are...
I mean, you gotta figure.
Jesus Christ! Shit out of me.
Friday the 13th comes out in May, and
is that multiplayer? Is that a campaign thing, or is it?
Well, there will be a campaign, but the multiplayer comes out in May, and that's kind of a hide from Jason, the guy who is Jason.
Right. That I mean, it's very like. I mean, I think that was announced, and then Dead by Daylight was like, we're going to beat these motherfuckers to market. and that, because I played a demo of that, and that seems to be roughly the same thing. Hide from a dude wearing a sack over his head and a hatchet and try and escape and stuff. And, like, the multiplayer stuff I think is interesting, and actually, like, there's, I think, a lot of potential for multiplayer horror. But I wonder in terms of, like, so, like, when Fractional's next game comes out, Frictional, when their next game comes out, is it another hide-and-seek game? Like, because that's what Soma was. And Soma was great, but, like, even by then, I think it was getting a little tired, you know? You look at something like PT, which had none of that, and then, you know, as we were saying, Resident Evil kind of took that and added and found a way to add combat to it in a way that was interesting.
Frictional has, like, even going back before Amnesia, their games weren't, like, they didn't really have combat in them. Like, the Penumbra games did not have combat, really have combat in them either.
Maybe they just don't know how to do that.
Or maybe they just feel it's not necessary for
Possible, but, like, I just wonder how many, like, you know, genres ebb and flow, right, in terms of style and stuff. Like, Penumbra was, like, its own thing at the time. Then Amnesia came out, and Amnesia set the world on fire in terms of that style of play. You know, I mean, we had Amnesia, you had Alien Isolation, you had Outlast, and all these other games that were Amnesia 2 that were trying to copy it. And I wonder if we're going to be in that, like, that ebb of that style after seven years or something.
I mean, and Frictional can still release those types of games. It's just, they might not be at the top anymore, but...
Right.
We'll see. I think there's still a place for those types of games. They'll still have their fans.
Alien Isolation was super underrated. I love that game.
I think that game would have been, like, a lot of people's game of the year had it been about 10 hours shorter than it was.
Yeah, it did. It was over, and then here's 5 more hours.
Right, and then after that, here's another 5. And
yeah,
that's kind of how the whole game felt, was, wait, it's not over yet?
I remember I stopped playing. Like, I loved it, and I stopped because I was just like, this is too much. And then, like, probably like 6 months later, I went back and finished it. There was like another 3 hours. Also, guys, by the way, Little Nightmares is available in like 15 minutes, and it's
$20, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, these are games we haven't played.
Can I throw one more game that's not out yet that I wanted to I want to ask if any of you have heard of this game called The Surge?
Yes.
Okay. Like, I don't know anything about it. I just saw a clip of it, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, that looks like sci-fi Dark Souls.
Yeah. So, did you ever play Lords of the Fallen?
Oh, this is that one. It is sci-fi Dark Souls.
Yes, it's well, sure.
Oh, is it by the people that made Lords of the Fallen?
Yes. So if you didn't like Lords of the Fallen, I wouldn't necessarily expect anybody, from what I've heard, anyone who's played it, is that it is that game with a sci-fi skin over it. So, you know, maybe little changes here and there, but nobody is saying that it's, hey, this is sci-fi Dark Souls. This is sci-fi Lords of the Fallen.
Okay. Lords of the Fallen was pretty, like, a low-rent Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Right, so
that's
so
still
this is gonna
kind
be...
of... I'm not going to buy it at $60. I'm just saying I'm intrigued. Like, when I was watching the trailer, I was like, that's awesome, dude. Like, that's, like, what we thought were there, like, what we thought the From Software was going to do. Since they say that they're walking away from Dark Souls, that, like, everyone kind of assumed, okay, they'll do, like, a sci-fi version of Dark Souls or something. Obviously would be better than whatever this is, but it looked cool. Anyways, I thanks for informing me on that. I knew nothing about it. I just saw like a trailer. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. So, what have you guys been playing?
I've still been playing Persona.
Any more to add on that?
Yeah. So, the game is problematic. And
in what way?
In, like, the way that people say things are politically problematic. Yeah. Like, it's such a confusing game because it handles some themes very maturely, like, about, parental abuse and, sexual assault and sort of like handling emotional traumas, and then like it'll just insert like these really horrific gay stereotypes as like a joke into like certain scenes of like, oh, gay men prey on young boys that they find attractive and try to like not assault them but like they are to be feared.
That's not gay men. That's pedophiles, bro.
And but but that's not what the game is saying.
Yeah, no, I know.
Or the game is correlating the two.
A lot of people. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people do that.
And there's that. There's still like the weird perviness with On, like that has only gotten worse as the game has gone on. And then like there's some, it has some weird issues like with handling certain other types of mental illness. Like there's one character who like suffered a lot of trauma in her life, so she's a shut-in, and so the game actually spends a whole week of in-game time with you fixing her. And of like, oh, hey, all you need to do is just be around people, and you'll be cured.
Maybe if you just smile more.
Right. No, that's actually literally what I think one of the characters says. And it's just like, guys, okay, like, you try so hard. And I, and like, Persona has struggled with this in the past. Like, there's a character, I guess, in Persona 4 who is just a raging homophobe. In Catherine, there was a character... though I played through the whole game, I didn't find a lot of this, but maybe I didn't... Like, you can miss a lot of stuff in Catherine if you're not talking to the right people, but there's a lot of, like, transphobic stuff in Catherine. And... But then, like, in Persona 5, there's a cross-dressing character that isn't played for jokes, that just sort of is there. And it's like, can you guys... You guys can't make up your mind. You want to have your cake and eat it, too, it seems like. And I'm just like, I want... Like, I'm only... 4 dungeons into 9 dungeons of the game. Like, where is it going to go from here?
Could go anywhere.
Apparently, you know, but...
Anywhere and everywhere.
So, it's... I mean, it's, you know, at the same time, it's still a really interesting game. Like, the story... Like, the 4th dungeon is easily the worst dungeon in the game so far. And now that I'm out of it, the game is picking up steam once again, and things are getting fun and interesting, and I... You know, it's this weird, like, balancing act, it feels like, between being like, oh, this is still a cool game that handles things maturely, to, nope, they're still just making fun of gay people. It's like, all right. And, yep, all right, there's another, like, odd, really, like, long cleavage shot on a 16-year-old. Okay. This is anime. So yeah, it's an anime-ass anime game, I guess. Ultimately, is the takeaway from this.
And you still got 60 hours to go.
Yeah.
Better you than me.
But, like, it's still a really good game. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's still really fun. There's, like, the combat is interesting. I think the 4th dungeon, like, kind of beats you to death with the combat in ways that make it not fun, but it's getting fun again. And there are really interesting characters, you know, like, and I don't know, it's so weird and so, like, divisive. I'm curious to, I will finish it because I put 45 hours into this game already. I'm not just going to, like, bow out.
Right.
You know,
might as well push through and finish it at this point.
Give up now. Surrender.
Says the one who, says the guy who finished Mass Effect.
Hey, that game was great.
Was it?
I really enjoyed it, yeah.
From a gameplay or a story perspective?
Yes.
Okay.
Both?
Yeah, I like a lot of... You play through a lot of the, like, loyalty missions, I think, are pretty cool. I will say I hate Liam, and his loyalty mission made me hate him even more.
Did you see the original art for Liam? He looked so much cooler.
Did he?
Yeah, he, like... the original concept art for a lot of the characters is way more interesting than whatever they wound up with.
Oh, that's a shame.
In my opinion, I'm sure a lot of people are, like... I'm glad that what's there, but I looked at it and I was like, man, Korra doesn't look like a weird plastic doll in these.
That's not Korra. That's the weird doll lady is Addison.
No, I'm referring to Korra. I know who
she,
both of them
she
are.
She never looked like a doll, though.
Any of the screenshots I saw.
Addison looked terrible.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, she was easily the worst offender.
They look better now, right?
Yeah, no, they definitely look better now. Which, you know, it's a question of why they didn't look like that to begin with. But
fiscal responsibilities.
Yeah, I mean, that aside, you don't really pay attention to a whole lot of that stuff while you're playing. Like, it doesn't matter that much. I will say I really loved the way the game ended. Because I'm kind of like, when I play Mass Effect, you kind of get completionistic because you're like, I don't want to miss the thing that affects the thing in this game or the next game. So you kind of try to do everything. And that final mission calls back to everything you've done in the game, and like all of your decisions affect it in some way, which is cool. I don't want to say more than that because it could get spoilery, but there's my favorite moment in the game was actually in the final mission.
Does it feel complete? Does it feel self-contained? Because they're not selling this as like, or at least I don't think they were not selling it as another trilogy.
Well, the game does kind of leave out there. There's still this. No, I'll say no. It finishes telling the story of how you all got to Andromeda and established yourselves there. But it definitely leaves a bunch of potential for more stuff to happen.
Well, yeah, I can see potential, but like, do you feel like let's say there wasn't a sequel, do you feel like you're fine? Like it told the story. Like,
oh yeah, no, it definitely tells a complete story all by itself. Sure, like you face down the villain. Like it wraps all those up. It doesn't end like on a to be continued or something like that.
Do you think that there's the possibility that they pull Dragon Age and give you a different protagonist in the next game, or is it like essential that Ryder is the lead character in the next game?
You could very well give a new protagonist. I think a lot of the game is spent establishing these outposts, and I guess if you did a sequel, you could do 100 years in the future, where all these outposts have become like fully fledged planets and.
Right, I guess there's no reason for whatever, if you wanted to, you could set it hundreds of years in the Andromeda Galaxy just to see, hey, this is what you, as your writer in the first game, built, is now these whole, like, vast civilizations. That would be actually That would be a nice way also for them to get away from everything anyone hated from that game story-wise.
Right. Now, there are a lot of things to like about the game, and I think you fast-forward like that, you lose all the characters, and that would suck.
Like, lore-wise, do they not... Asari can live for almost ever, right?
I don't think they live forever, but they definitely live in the thousands of years.
Right, so, I mean, you could have PB and stuff. I don't know how long people,
PB could stick around.
The human characters obviously wouldn't, but I don't think anyone would shed any tears about the human characters being gone, so... I mean, as you're telling me, you hated Liam, so...
I hated Liam, but I liked all the other characters.
Right, and I wonder if just those species could last long enough in years that if we set it 100 years in the future, we could kill off everything, start fresh, and still maybe bring back PB or Jahl or these other characters that people.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Jahl's species has that long lifespan. I also don't think my other favorite character, Drex the Krogan.
Mm-hmm.
Is at the end of his lifespan in the game. So if you were to fast, he'd be dead.
I see.
Sad to me.
Yeah, you would have to bring in his granddaughter who was working on the Nexus.
A female Krogan would be pretty cool. Actually.
Yeah, they definitely need to bring in a new voice actor though, because I did not like the person who voiced.
No.
Her voice does not fit like what
not you really
come out of a female Krogan.
So overall,
they need to hire her name from Game of Thrones, the big lady.
The big lady. Oh, yeah.
You get Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah,
seriously? Yeah.
No. When you said big lady, I was yeah, the tall one. I can't remember that actress's name at the moment.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Gwendolyn Christie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's also Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She'd be a great Krogan. Sign her up.
Yeah.
She would be a great Krogan.
Yeah. But I like the game. I would highly recommend it. I do know a lot of
waiting.
Sorry.
I've been waiting. I'm surprised I've not seen it on sale yet.
It's on sale right now. It's like $40. Yeah.
On what?
On Amazon.
For how much?
Get I said out. $40.
That's not enough. I needed 30 or nothing.
Oh. Well, I mean, it'll be
cool. 40 might be all right.
Nah.
You know, God damn it, though. I'm downloading Little Nightmares right now, and I'm getting Mario Kart coming.
You got to do it.
Because I do like me some Mass Effect.
Like,
don't get me wrong.
You hold your nose and get through like the first three and a half hours until they like start giving you the characters who are actually
interested. Yeah, once you can like start going out on excursions.
Right. After that, the next 50 hours are great.
All right.
Maybe. I might be with Peter, though. I might wait, like, because it will go to 30 by June. Come on. It's got to.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what EA has coming out.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Even if not, I'm busy with a couple games now at the moment because I decided, like, we're talking about Little Nightmares. I'm like, fuck it.
You went for it. So, you got some stuff to play.
You can finish that while your Amazon order ships to you.
Probably.
That is also probably true.
It is. Yes. I don't know if I believe you, Tom, because I've been checking that game, like, every other day. Like, all right.
No, it's $40.
I am not making this up.
I just looked.
I'm on Cheap Ass Gamer every day. I know all the sales. Come on.
Me too. All right. Well, cool. I missed it, I guess, today. Damn it. Anyways.
Yeah. Tony, you play anything else?
No.
I mean, finishing up Mass Effect, that's a pretty big one. So.
Did you finish it, Chris?
No. I haven't played much this week. Although I did finish Guardians, episode one. Jeff, after we talked, I did kind of take a look to keep those awkward edits at the end of scenes. Yes, they're still there. They don't know how to direct scenes, period. So if that bothers you, they're still here, even though that game is, like, it looks way better than previous ones.
Just the art in general.
Yeah, I think yes. I mean, it's not as stylized as say Tales from the Borderlands, which I think is probably their most striking looking game. But
and
like
just, and their best. Yeah,
I would say it's their best too. This one has some. It looks nice. Like the character models look good. Animations are generally pretty good. There are some stuttering here and there, but it's not terrible. So, what else? I texted Jeff earlier. I popped into Ukulele, and I almost had a rage fit because my save was gone.
Oh, no.
I shut it down, rebooted it, and it reappeared, but I was very close to just deleting that game straight off the hard drive.
That's delete worthy offense.
Yep. Like I was dude. 50 pages and you need 50 to 50, you need 100 to beat the game, so I was halfway there. So
that's insane that it's 100 to beat the game.
Right?
I still can't wrap my mind around that because, like, dear God, it is a slog.
Yep.
I'm just impressed that you're still playing it as much. You're playing it more than me, and I think you're further than me, probably. Or I don't know. But
I just got to Cashino.
Okay.
I just unlocked that one, but I think I have more pages than you.
You definitely, because, like, all right, I've unlocked, I think, all but the one after that, which is really, I think it's really nearby the Cashino.
Mm-hmm.
So I have unlocked 4 levels, but, like, the Marsh and Cashino, I've done, like, almost nothing in.
Okay.
So, but, like, God, the game is, like, it's so frustrating because it's, like, aesthetically, like, what I want. But, like, the game is so fucking tedious and bad, like actively bad sometimes.
Yes, I agree with that.
Hard to deal with.
It like actively hates the player.
Like, jeez.
Yeah, I texted you earlier in the week about like I expanded. I want to say it's the ice level or whatever, yes. The snow level.
Yeah, and there's a weird isometric.
Yeah, the expansion is, hey, remember we made like those isometric games way back in the early 80s? Like, here's a level like that. And it fucking sucks. I'm like, there's multiple things to do in there. The one thing that I'm really upset about was getting to the end of this area. Like, it's kind of hard to get there or whatever. And then there's a pagey, like the collectible there. And he won't give himself to you until you beat a quiz. And I'm sitting there playing it, and my girlfriend's looking at me. She's like, "I don't think I've ever seen you be more miserable playing a game." And she's like, "Why do you keep playing this game?" I'm like, "I don't fucking know." And I didn't say anything. She just like saw the look on my face, like how miserable I looked. It's like, "Yep, I am. This sucks."
I feel at this point, I need to see it through. Just
that's
so
a bad
I can,
way to play games, Chris.
I know, but I feel
I'm
I need
proud
to
of you, actually.
I need to see all of it so that I can go, this is a bad game. I know it's a bad game, and I could tell you that right now. But I want to be able to see the end and tell them you made a bad game.
Chris, you need to set yourself free.
It's not just that it's bad. Like, it's just, like, it's not terrible. It's just kind of bad. But then it's so disappointing because it's, like, so close to what you want it to be. Like, it's, at least it is for me. Like, it's bringing me all those, like,
things. Artistically, they did wonderful work with it. Like,
musically, you know.
Yeah. Like,
all that. Like,
they hit those notes, but then it was like, what are the worst things from those old games that we could bring back and focus on here. Yeah.
It hurts, dude. It's a heartbreaking game for me to play. Like every time, and I think since last week I played it maybe an hour. And it was that hour when I was texting you going like, come on, man. Like, why are you doing this to me? Like, it's like the game's trying to hurt me. Like, it's trying to hurt my feelings. But like, but at the same time, it's like, it's also like, I've been asking for this. Like, I don't know, maybe I don't... I'm not convinced that, like, there's anything wrong with the genre. I don't, like, I just think that the game is just not quite up to snuff. It's just, like, close, but not, you know?
Yeah. I think that what they needed to do was update some of that stuff. And not focus so hard on trying to recreate.
It's Bando. Slavish. It is a little bit slavish to, like, the old games.
Yeah. Like, I think if they had just modernized it a little bit, and you could see this, but just, like, Nintendo does it wonderfully with the Mario games, like, those aren't all, like, they're still very much that style of game, but they update them so that they feel fresh and new, and this just feels like, oh, this is a mediocre to bad one of those games from, like...
Like a mediocre retread of
yeah.
What we played instead
of... like, better games. Like, it's like they
it's not ate like,
better games and did a bad job
of it. It's not like I expect this to be up to the level of a AAA Mario game, right? Like,
right.
I understand this is, like, crowdfunded and whatnot, but, like... It just a lot of like minute-to-minute like missions and stuff in that game are been like really mundane, and it is like the worst levels and stuff, like the worst ideas from those old games. It sucks. Sorry, like, no, I'm
yeah,
saying, like,
it does.
Sucks. I'm just saying. I'm saying it's disappointing.
I just kind of wanted to bang my head against the wall when I saw it, but our kind of podcast buddy, Javi, said that he was enjoying Yooka-Laylee more than Zelda.
Yeah.
Which just struck me as crazy. Like,
he's wrong.
I haven't played Zelda, but I just, like,
he's
I mean...
Wrong. He's not wrong in saying if he, like, yeah,
Right, he genuinely enjoys one over the other,
but he's still wrong. It's just still incorrect. Like, I'm just sorry. Like, no, it's crazy.
I mean, there are plenty of other games out there that ukulele is not hitting what you want to play. It's definitely been a good start to the year so far. So it's not like ukulele is the only thing for us to play. But I'm no. hate playing right now.
Yeah. I think I'm done playing right now with the other games I'm purchasing in the next day or so. So
yeah, I could see that. And I may stop hate playing it because Prey comes out in a week too, so being able to play that and Mass Effect at the same time might be tough.
And also 100 pages, come on, dude.
Right.
Fuck you guys.
And some of them, like, you can't get, even in, like, the levels after you expand them, until you go and buy the moves in later levels from Trouser, because there are things you need to be able to fly to, and if you don't have that those moves, like, you just can't get to certain levels.
You know what really pisses me off, now that you mention that, about that game? Let's say I don't play for a day or two, and I want to go back, and there's so many goddamn moves that I can't remember them all.
Yep, that was my problem was today.
And there's no, like, press start and look at the controller layout. It's not in there. You have to go to the Trouser and talk to him and read each move again to remember, like, how to, or just tinker with the controls. But, like, sometimes you'll be like, I don't remember how to do this one thing. And it's like a really specific thing, like hold down left trigger plus press X, right? And so, like, instead of being able to look it up on the menu, you have to go find this character in the game. Yeah,
there's a lot of button combinations that you have to remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, one other thing that I started playing Final Fantasy II on the Vita. Through Final Fantasy Origins. That's a bad Final Fantasy game. Like, why is really so bad. So there is... It actually has a story, which is good, like, as opposed to the original Final Fantasy, which was just really kind of like a loose thread that tied you from place to place. This one actually has a narrative, but the leveling system is complete garbage. You don't gain experience at all. The only way to raise your hit points is to take damage. The only way to raise your attack is to attack enemies. The only way to raise your magic points is to continue to do magic.
Oh, so it's like an Elder Scrolls system, where, like, the more you use it, the more you level it up.
Yes, but so if... And anybody can use any weapon. But if I want to... So if I have the person that I've been building up my magic with, if I have her use her bow, and that levels up her strength, it'll actually negatively impact my magic and take away my intelligence.
Oh, that sucks.
So you almost have to, like, singularly focus on one thing, and getting attacked and raising your hit points is just so difficult that I am not having a whole lot of fun with this game right now. There are way better leveling systems in later Final Fantasies or even in the original one. This is such a weird system. I just do not find it enjoyable at all. I might give it a little bit more time, but I may just move on to Final Fantasy III instead.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah. So, that's it for, I guess, what we've been playing. Some news, though, from this week.
Yeah.
Call of Duty World War II was announced.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Yeah, bro.
Call of Duty is returning to World War II, I guess. Was there a trailer?
There was.
Yeah, no, I didn't catch
yeah.
it. It's not very interesting.
I don't.
Yeah,
I feel like I watched the trailer and it didn't show very much. Like, it
okay.
Just yeah, it just felt like a bunch of generic like cutscenes from a World War II game. Like,
yeah.
And it didn't like. I don't feel like it showed much gameplay.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it.
If any.
Like that trailer, like yeah. Actually, I mean, I don't know necessarily know what I was expecting, but it just looked exactly like the original three games, but with more graphics.
Yeah, like, it's the only way I was gonna buy Call of Duty this year if I do buy it. So, like, good for them for like doing it. Like, we've been saying this for at least 2 years, right? Like, shouldn't they do like a World War II game again?
Well, and so Battlefield kicked them in the ass, right? So,
well, I'm sure they were making it. Like, I'm sure they both saw something. You know, they heard people like saying, like, let's go back to like just basics. You know, there's no way they saw Battlefield 1 was being made and then decided, you don't think, do you? Like,
I mean, this game's got years. I don't, well, because Battlefield games are not on a yearly schedule, right?
Right.
And so...
But like, Call of Duty does come out, but they have three studios working on them, so,
right.
So this is Sledgehammer.
It was in development for 2 years, right, since
yeah.
Advanced Warfare, and I just... Which is weird, because then they still went ahead with Infinite, so it makes me wonder if, after Advanced, they saw... what was happening and was like, well, shit, Infinite's already gonna come out, so we're just gonna bite
yeah,
the
that's already,
bite
that's already
on
the,
that one.
Yeah, that's already on the docket, that's already happening, it's already in assembly, essentially. But then, you know, yeah, what's their names? They just finished Advanced Warfare, and they're seeing kind of the tide, and like, alright, let's do World War II. It's strange coincidence that both companies decided to do it kind of within a year of each other. But there's no way that they just ripped it off, I don't think, right?
That would be really hard to do.
Yeah. But anyway, like, that's great. I still, like, I'm at the point with Call of Duty where I don't think I'm ever going to play the multiplayer again. I suck at it. I hate it. And so...
So you're going to pay $60 for a 4-hour campaign?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I'd rather...
I mean, that well, the campaign for... They're normally a little bit longer than that.
Right, generalizing, but I mean, like, they're fairly short, I mean,
yeah,
compared.
You could red box that shit.
Right. I guess one good thing about this one is it does have a separate co-op campaign, which is cool.
That requires me.
It's awesome, but, like, when am I ever going to get to do that? Like, I either have to convince my girlfriend to play through it with me, which I won't, or, like, try to find, like, line it up with one of you guys to, like, try to play through it, you know? Or, like...
Because, God, we hate playing shooters. We hate it.
I know, but it's hard to schedule things.
I would totally rent Call of Duty and play through co-op campaign with you.
Oh, you're not. You're already saying you're not.
I don't think so. Like, I think I'm with you. Like, I don't want to play the multiplayer anymore.
Yeah, I don't like it. So, but there is a lot of like stuff on the disc. Like, they do always have, you know, campaign, and there's always another side mode besides the multiplayer. So, I don't know. I'm interested to play, like, I would be interested to play a World War II Call of Duty again. That'd be cool. But, yeah, I don't know if it's worth $60.
Battlefield and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare seem to go about even in sales this year, so.
That's not a good sign, because they were always way ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, like, let's say that this doesn't work. Do they try going back to just modern warfare, like present day? And then if that doesn't work, like, what happens?
Just keep cycling.
I mean, it's not like they're not still not making money.
Yeah, I mean, this is still a game that sold almost 12 million copies.
Right.
Still the best.
You know, I just wonder at some point, do stockholders go, why isn't it making the money it was making? What are you doing wrong? Why isn't it far and away the greatest selling game by like a margin that only Rockstar could possibly cover?
I think it has to slip way farther for
sure.
For that, because like it's still 12 million copies, that's still pretty damn good.
That's still more than most games.
So. Like, Infinite Warfare was the best-selling game last year. Am I wrong?
I believe you may be correct in that.
Was, so it, like, was GTA HD not the beginning of last year, or was that the year before?
That was a while ago. That was, yeah. that came out the second year.
Okay.
So that was 2 years ago now.
Okay.
There's no, like everyone always talks like, yeah, their sales are declining, but they're still way better than just anything else.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I think, Chris, you ended up liking the campaign of Infinite Warfare.
I did, yeah.
I got like 2 hours in. I hated it. So, I actually was thinking about it today. I was like, should I just try to like finish that game since you paid so much money for it?
Nah.
But didn't have. Nah. Yeah. I really did think about that. I was like, well, I'll spend some distance now. It'd be just fun to shoot some dudes. Like, nope. I just stared at my TV and did nothing instead of play it.
Interesting kind of sales note here. Call of Duty on the Xbox One just barely outsold the PS4 version.
That's funny.
And Xbox One, Battlefield 1 outsold Battlefield 1 on the PS4 by almost a million copies. In North America. Not worldwide, but yeah. Yeah, in North America for both. Which is funny for Call of Duty because Activision
is the special version and
getting money from Sony for that. So,
and also, yeah, like you would think PS4 would blow it out of the water. You know what I mean? But I think it goes to show you Xbox is a shooter console, man.
And that's here in North America. Because in Europe, it outsold it like almost about 2-1. PS4 to Xbox One, but
the other way. Okay.
Yeah. In both cases for Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty, but here in North America,
weird.
The
Xbox brand to live by.
Xbox is strong, especially for shooters. So, yeah. So, I'll play that with you, Jeff. I'm sure Tony will too.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a planet, so.
Is it two-player co-op or four-player, like, did they say?
It's probably two if it's going to be anything like their old Spec Ops stuff, but I don't think they've said.
They're just saying co-op
campaign. Yeah, there's also a co-op campaign, though no details have been released as yet.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll find out at some point. PlayStation Plus games for May have been announced. Sounds like they're okay this time around.
Yeah. Well. Crap. I remember seeing the announcement, and one of them was a cool game that I was like, maybe I'll pick
up. Tales of Borderlands.
Yeah. Tales from the Borderlands and Abzu.
Abzu. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. I was like, everyone should play Tales of Borderlands.
Yeah.
Abzu's neat. Like, it's totally worth playing for free, especially. There you go, Tony. There's a game for you to play.
Wonderful.
Did you get Plus? Did you get PlayStation Plus? Yeah.
I haven't yet.
Well,
I just turned my console on the first time today.
Tony, Port Royale 3, which is a strategy game, I believe. It's with an economic sim.
Yeah.
That is one of the PS3 PS Plus games of the month. So.
Wonderful. I have it on.
You have it? No. Well, it was worth a shot.
Play some Abzu, Tony. It's like the best screensaver you've ever seen.
Cool. Sign me up for that.
Play the screensaver.
Hey, it's free.
The games with gold. I think the games with gold are less appetizing this month. Giannis Sisters Twisted Dreams Director's Cut on Xbox One and Temple of Osiris, the Lara Croft isometric game.
That's a great game, but like you should own that already.
Yeah, and then the Xbox 360 games are half good. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 is the first game. And then Star Wars, Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga is the other one. That's actually a pretty decent Lego game. That's the one that kind of kicked off that their never-ending Lego train, so... what else we got here? Night Trap is coming out again. Tony, that's what that's you can play? That's coming on PS4.
It's exclusive.
Yeah, it's an exclusive... is it a remaster? What are they doing here? Not really sure.
I have no idea. Is there like a trailer for it and shit? Or like what, dude? Like, I just heard about it. Like,
yeah, there's a 25th anniversary edition announcement trailer. And you can get a... You can get special boxes as well if you get the physical version. I've never played Night Trap, so...
Me neither. I owned a Sega CD, too. So, but, like, I've played Sega CD games like that.
Right.
So I know that it is going to be hot garbage.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which almost makes me want to play.
Yes. That's exactly where I'm at with that.
Yep.
Because I never got that, like... It was one of those games, too, that, like... trying to think of exactly when it came out, but 92. So I was in like 7th or 8th grade, maybe going into high school at that point. But I remember there was like a big uproar about it.
Yeah, I mean, it went to that was the game that went to Congress, right? And like that isn't what started the ESRB, but it was
on the Polygon article here it says Night Trap was ultimately ported to a number of platforms after controversy over the game's violent and sexual content led to Sega temporarily pulling it from store shelves. The game was cited as one of the reasons for the creation of the ESRB in 1994.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know the bigger reason was like Mortal Kombat. And...
Yeah, I'm sure.
That started like, are games too violent?
Yeah, that's
yeah, I remember it being in the news, and like, I didn't have a Sega CD at the time, but that's when I need to play this game. Like,
did you ever have a Sega CD, Chris?
I did. I did eventually get one.
I did. I owned like 3 games for it, and I had Sewer Shark.
Okay.
I had Ground Zero Texas, which was. Did you ever play that one?
No.
It was one of those video, like, FMV or whatever it is games, and it was, like, aliens invading Texas. So fucking bad. I loved it. Like, that game, that was the one I played the most. I think I had one other game, but I can't even think of what the fuck that was now. So I had that system for a total of 3 games, and they were all terrible. Like, I never even had Sonic CD.
The only one that I remember playing on it, and it was not a good version of it, was Rebel Assault, which was the live-action Star Wars kind of live-action. I guess it wasn't, I don't know. It was like some shitty FMV.
Yeah, but like at the time, like it was like just mind-blowing because like you were going from 8-bit graphics or 16-bit graphics.
Oh, yeah, so like the shit that looks like
there's video. Oh my god!
Even if it was like low pixelated,
like shitty ass regular TV was only like a step above that at the time. Like it's not like shit was in HD on your TV at the time. So like,
right?
It was impressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for Rebel Assault and it says that GamePro gave the Sega CD version a negative review. Though they praised the music, they described the graphics as grainy, soupy, and very pixelated, which described just about anything on my 13-inch TV. So
yeah,
I couldn't really tell the difference. That was the thing. That's the only game I remember playing on it.
Yeah.
And I think we already kind of briefly touched on this, but Friday the 13th will be releasing soon. Yes. But single player coming later at some point.
I did not hear that part until you mentioned it. So that's interesting, I guess.
The multiplayer, I think, is what really pulled people in. And Dead by Daylight's kind of been eating their lunch, so they need to get that stuff out there pretty quickly.
Well, and I mean, the multiplayer basically was the game up until at one point they said they decided to add the single player, like, well after it was funded.
True. Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're not done with that, but like, all right, let's just get this out because this is like the meat of the game anyways. I'm psyched. I think that game looks great, honestly. Like it doesn't even look like a cheap, like, you know, low budget, like, downloadable game. It looks fucking legit.
And yeah. I love it looks very good, like, in terms of
like they captured, like, yeah, the details, you know what I mean? Like, it's looks really good, dude.
Yeah, so that comes out May 26th on PS4, PC, and Xbox One. And sometime this summer, the single player will launch. So that's probably when I'll get it.
Did you guys watch, like, the new trailer or whatever for it?
No.
Like, they, like, there was one part they show, like, they're showing, like, a menu screen where you can, like, switch how your characters look, and there's, like, so many fucking options. And especially, like, and they show Jason, like, you could be, like, Sackhead Jason, like, oh my god, dude.
Well, that's cool. I mean, with Jason, at least. I mean, Dead by Daylight had character customization, too, but I don't think you could customize the monster, so that's
pretty cool. Whatever you like, it's not just cosmetic. Like, they also affect your stats. Like, it
looks
pretty awesome.
Cool.
Anyways, I'm, like, super stoked for that.
Yeah, so you can play as Friday the 13th Part 2 Jason, I guess. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I guess Hockey Mask Jason from 3 on as well.
I'm sure they have, like, all different hockey masks, too, because, like, I don't know, like, the one from 5 looks totally bogus. It's, like, blue, like, streaks on it.
I want them to have the Jason X mask.
Yeah, right? Like,
it's so ridiculous.
That's how all out, like, it looks, though. Like, I don't know if they actually showed that one, but, like, I would not be surprised if it was in it.
Does it all take... I mean, you've been following this a little bit more than me, Jeff. Does it all take place at Crystal Lake?
As far
like,
as
or, I are know, there different does. Maps? Because that would There's be awesome if there were like different maps, like Manhattan.
Yeah, right. No, I think there are different maps, but I think it all takes place at Camp Crystal Lake.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure the objective is to be like the last one alive and then make it to the boat onto the lake and get out of there.
Okay.
So I think I guess you could do that with Manhattan too, I guess, but as far as I know, Manhattan's fine.
Yeah, I mean maybe at some point they could add something like that. Like here's the Jason Takes Manhattan level. Here's the Jason 10 level, like, which is on a spaceship and you have to knock Jason out of an airlock.
I'll tell awesome. You what, I would buy if they sold that as DLC, I would buy it. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that would be this is a game crazy like, fun.
I'm committed to that even like not knowing if the game's actually good. I don't care. I will say right now, I'll buy that shit.
Or even like the reboot Friday the 13th. That wasn't at Crystal Lake, I don't think.
They could build a level like that where he has tunnels underneath the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be fucking neat, like a level like that. Because that's what that reboot was. Is like they explained how he was getting around, like warping around so fast, was using tunnels. Although I guess in this game they like there's like a warping mechanic to being Jason, where you like if you're like coming up behind someone or whatever, you could like just warp fast through the level.
Okay,
that's so cool.
Well, I mean that makes sense because while he is always kind of just stalking behind you. you need to allow them to get a little bit far away, but like if they can always just be running ahead of you, you need to be able to get close to them.
Yeah. Always be watching the player run away from you.
Right, like that would be terrible from the I think that might be it, unless anybody else has anything else they saw for news.
I guess I should mention that Atlas rescinded part of streaming restrictions and stuff. I'm not going to bother reading the whole press release. It's not very interesting. But the only interesting note is that now you can stream almost the entire game. So it used to be you could do the first third up until June 7th or something like that, right before the beginning of the fourth dungeon. And now you can stream all the way until November 19th or something. It's basically right until the game like tips over into its like high gear third act and stuff.
Right.
At least they decided to take feedback on that. And, you know, that's most of the game and stuff, because they were like, oh yeah, we realized that, you know, sharing the game and the fans are what make Persona popular. I was like, well, no shit.
But evidently you still can't use the streaming feature on PS4?
Nope.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because every time you get a trophy, it'll pop the trophy thing, and then automatically give you a screenshotting error.
Right, because it tries to take a picture, right?
Yep.
That's funny.
But that's it.
Still haven't fixed that garbage. We won't have Prey next week, but Jeff is playing Little Nightmares.
I'll play Little Nightmares, and I'll be playing Mario Kart 8 Again Edition.
Again Edition, I like it.
We'll get Tony's first impressions on his PS4.
Yeah.
And maybe Fozzie will be back. So
yeah, he said he'll be back.
So. With his Switch Tales.
Is he the only one of us who's played Battlegrounds?
Yeah, I still don't know what Battlegrounds is.
Alright, well. Yeah. I've been curious, but $30 feels like a lot of money, so.
Which, by the way, that's how much Outlast
is. Okay. So,
that's a lot of money.
Battlegrounds is, I think I heard this on the Bombcast. It's kind of like the Hunger Games Battle Royale type game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that they talked about that a couple
times now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to buy into that, but that does sound like a pretty cool style of game. And I'll be interested to hear what Fozzie has to say. Like, I wonder how they kind of push players to engage.
They shrink the arena.
Okay.
There's like an invisible barrier. Oh, no, not invisible. It's like an electrical ring that sort of lands somewhere on the island at random. And you have at the very beginning of the game, and you have like 3 minutes to get your shit and get into the within the circle.
Okay.
And then every 5 minutes, it constricts a little bit, pushing everybody into the center together, where it's like a very, very small area. And sometimes it'll be in like the ring is like in a super urban area, and there's plenty of buildings and places to hide. And I guess in the Bombcast, right, Jeff was saying, he was like, it just landed in the middle of a fucking field, and we were all out in the open. It was chaos, you know. So, I mean, that game sounds really fun, and I think my friend and I would get a huge kick out of it if we played it. But $30, man. I wish they had like a trial. It's like, hey, play 2 hours and see if you like it.
And it is on Steam, so there's a possibility that happens. So,
oh, I guess you could buy it, play for 2 hours, and if you don't like it, get your refund. So.
But I mean, there's probably like at some point they'll do a. Like free weekend or something, but I guess it's still early access, so.
Ah, true that.
I guess that they probably aren't doing an early access free weekend. Although, what's that? Ark? The dinosaur game?
Yeah.
That's had free weekends before, so.
That's true, yeah, and I think a free weekend would. I mean, this thing has already sold through the roof, right? You know, like.
Yeah, well over a million copies already, I heard, so. It's a cool idea. So we'll see from there. But we'll definitely have some other stuff to talk about next week. Fozzie just went live on Switch playing. This was an hour ago.
Oh.
But he, which is crazy. He couldn't come join us. he went and played Battlegrounds.
He said, all he said was he had a prior engagement. Maybe that prior engagement.
Play Battlegrounds. Which now I kind of want to go watch him if he's still alive. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say good night.
Good night.